Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from NeoCon 2011 on the third floor is Terry Mowers, who is Vice President of Product Development and Chief Creative Designer with Tandis. Terry, how you doing?
Fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Glad to be with you. I wanted to talk to you because you've won some awards. You won the Best of NeoCon Silver Award for a healthcare product, and you also won, I think, an Editor's Choice Award for another product. Let's start with the healthcare award. Talk about the Silver Award you won on Broadloom. Tell us a little bit about that product.
Well, Kemp, it's actually a collection, a series of products directed for senior living and healthcare in general, both Broadloom and our PowerBond product formats. So both what we call product platforms are represented in the collection. A total, there are 7 patterns and textures on the Broadloom platform and 4 patterns and textures on the PowerBond platform. So a quite extensive collection where we're showing designers how to use both platforms together on the floor plane, which is a quite interesting new concept. And I believe that's part of the reason why we got the nod.
Very interesting. And then the Editor's Choice Award, talk a little bit about that.
The Editor's Choice Award is the first time we've ever won an Editor's Choice Award. And from what I understand, the editors and the key judges get together and award this distinction to a product or a series of products that they feel across all of the industries, whether it's floor covering or furniture or lighting or textiles, that's something maybe the judges miss that they all feel like was due a nod. So first time we've won an Editor's Choice Award, so it's an honor for us. And it's our Change collection, a series of 3 products that incorporate our new Cero design technology. And Cero design technology is a combination of using our Stratatech tufting equipment to create uninterrupted full repeats across mediums, our 6-foot medium, and large repeats in the length of this medium. So we get these large uninterrupted flowing patterns that create a more calming, more soothing effect. You know, your eye tends to not see a repeat after about 6 feet. So our pattern repeats are 10, 12 feet in length. And they flow, again, it's not vivid patterning or literal patterning like circles or blocks. These are very free-flowing patterns that spread across the width and for long reaches down the length. So you get this very soothing, more uninterrupted flow, which is very important in terms of the floor plane. The floor plane is becoming much more exposed because interiors, you know, the systems are coming down, the walls are becoming more and more transparent. So floor plane is much more exposed. It's much more important for designers to have smooth transitions, both visually and texturally. Highly repetitive products tend to be distractive. They tend to be fatiguing. So that's our approach. And Cero design technology with the full repeats, applying it also to modular, not only our PowerBond format, but when you apply it to modular, you end up cutting 16 or 18 or 20 tiles that are all different before one repeats. So when it's installed in a what used to be termed a monolithic installation, which we're now terming unidirectional, all of these tiles come together in a beautiful slate-like visual. So think of slate. You wouldn't try to line up all of the variances in beautiful slate or even a wood floor where each plank is slightly different. So the tile is very flowing and beautiful because it lines up and the colors pool and shift in a beautiful way, very much like wood or slate. So that's the Cero design approach, both to our PowerBond format and to our modular format.
Very well verbalized, because it's very complicated. I mean, it's almost a paradigm shift in the way people design product. Uniquely, you have, since you have PowerBond. Most people know PowerBond is 6 feet wide and 100 feet long, and so it's a different medium to design to. And now you're able to design in a much larger scale, because I think there's a lot of competitors out there that probably just do their designs based on a 24-inch square, don't they?
That's correct. So some of the graphics and some of the visuals and the cues that we're using throughout the showroom, one is now modular is more than just a square, because that's exactly right, Kemp. If you're only cutting into tile, you tend to design within 24, 18, 36-inch repeats. And for us, again, the PowerBond medium has made us look at and direct our efforts towards the medium. So in a sense, we're designing for the medium or we're designing for the floor plane. And that's our direction, has been our direction for a few years now, and culminating in adding the lengthwise repeats that we didn't add before. And that's really the essence of Cero and this new paradigm shift, where we not only have non-repeating patterns across the width of our medium, but also large flowing patterns down the length, or motifs, or textures, or structures down the length, which again give you a very interrupted visual and interrupted flow, which is designed for the floor plan, not just for the tile or the product itself.
If you start thinking about PowerBond, it's been around, I think, since the mid-60s, and people knew it when they saw it because while it was a very cutting-edge performance product, you really didn't have a lot of design flair, and you're actually changing that whole paradigm around that, too. You're putting a lot of pattern and look into PowerBond, which, when it first came out, while it was attractive, had kind of a nondescript look to it, didn't it?
Well, Kemp, you're being very kind. It really was not very attractive at all, but you're correct in the sense that it was a revolutionary new floor covering. It was invented in 1967. Tandis has installations that are performing today, like the Chattanooga Airport, for 30 years. Complete moisture barriers, no edge ravel. It really is a hybrid, resilient product. It's not carpet. And I think what's really interesting, you're absolutely right, we've been focused on bringing higher design to PowerBond and have. And it's interesting that the older designers are taking a second look and saying, wow, I just never thought that it could look this good. And the younger designers are saying, wow, this is a whole new material. And that's really how we're positioning it. It's a whole new material. It just happens to be proven for 30, 40 years. So it's been a thrill for us. You know, PowerBond was definitely a challenge because, again, it's not carpet. It can't be stretched. So patterns cannot be matched sheet to sheet. So that was a real challenge for us to devise patterning techniques like Cero to help us overcome this essence that PowerBond's not carpet, it can't be pattern matched, so we have to design around that. And that was a real, real challenge. But we're doing the right thing, in a sense, and it's very rewarding because PowerBond really is the floor covering of the future. It's here now. It's up to us just to keep designing it in a beautiful way so that designers continue to look at it as a whole new floor covering.
All right, Terry, I know you come to this show every year. Are you seeing this show, is the tone of the people that you're seeing at the show, are they more upbeat? Do you feel like we're on the road back to a very busy Neocon here?
I think so. I haven't been out yet, Kemp, to really walk around. I'm really pretty busy on Mondays and Tuesdays, and Wednesdays is when I get out. But what I've been hearing from designers and architects is that they're very busy. So that's really good. I think, you know, there's a lot of doom and gloom. We try to not look at that. It's difficult at times. But I am so thankful that we're in the commercial carpet industry. That's our business. It's more of a B2B oriented business. I would probably not want to be in a retail business today, but B&B seems to be quite active, and design firms are seeing clients wanting to reconfigure their spaces, wanting to redesign spaces, and a lot of the firms I talk to are very busy.
All right, great, Terry. Thanks again for being with us today. You are one of the icons in the business, been in the design business for a long time. You're the chief designer at Tandis. Again, we've been talking to Terry Mowers, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.